to the stories that are making it today. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Check out DougSteffen.com. Lots of stories that you may not hear discussed elsewhere. The important stories, the breaking news, or some of it's already broken. Why did I find that amusing? Nobody else seems to have.
I love it when you laugh at your own jokes.
Well, listen. Congratulations to this week's winner in our Dream Big America contest, Wesley Laporte with Phone Soap out of Orem, Utah. If you have not heard the story of this, check it out at Dream Big America, which is our ancillary website. He's going to be one of the contestants in vying for the $20,000 prize, monthly prize next week on the Good Day program. You can hear the airing of that at 9 o'clock Eastern time on Tuesday. You can also catch the podcasts that are posted right there at DougSteffen.com. This is very cool. You plug in your phone to this new kind of charger, and it gets rid of the germs as well as charging your phone.
It deionizes.
It is. Huh. Great.
The germs.
Well, yeah.
That's cool,
germs.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it really
that
is.
That is very cool.
All right. Speaking of germs, Roberta has a story from New York. The animal control officer with all of these snakes. What in the world?
Roberta, this is right up your alley.
There have been two of these stories. The python this week that killed the 60-pound dog.
Yeah.
You heard that story, right? The pythons, there was in somebody's house a python.
This guy, he was an animal control officer, and the authorities found out that he had upwards of 850 snakes worth $500,000 in his detached garage in Shirley, New York. He had two Burmese pythons.
Ugh.
And, you know, the police are like, hey, listen, there's a reason these things are illegal.
The dog that just got crushed.
The dog and then two young boys in Canada were killed by an African rock python last month while they were sleeping. So this guy, they think that the reason he was doing this is because he was on leave for health reasons, and he was doing this to supplement his income.
Really?
They had an undercover investigation and an undercover camera on his house, and they claimed that he had $500,000 in inventory, including snakes, turtles, and turtle eggs. So he was growing and hatching these snakes in his own garage. Had his own little habitat going on.
Well, the reason we always turn to Roberta when it comes to these sort of things is because she's had pet snakes and that sort of thing in her house. I don't think you have many more, though, right? Didn't they all die?
No, actually, the snake died, and the rat that we'd put in the cage for the snake's meal actually wound up having the snake for its meal.
Really? Pretty gross.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
All right, next from New York City, or the state of New York, the Empire State Building, a real estate investment trust. These are now becoming in vogue again because real estate values are going back up again. They weren't so hot the last 4 or 5 years. Matter of fact, you could lose your you-know-what and a real estate investment trust. But now, because values are being reestablished, there is a
IPO, initial public offering on the Empire State Building.
It seems rather weird to have an IPO on a building.
They're going to sell 71.5 million shares. At $13 to $15 a week. So, really?
That is so cool.
This is the equivalent of you going up to one of the tourist traps in Times Square and buying one of those little fake Empire State Building, the plastic ones, for $8.
This is really cool, though, if you wanted to like give a gift for a new baby or something. You give, you know, a share of the Empire State Building.
What's more American than that?
I mean, how cool is that when you think about it?
Yeah. They could raise over $1 billion. This is a tourist trap. It's like a
mecca.
Cool.
No, give it.
It's
a tourist mecca.
Yeah, but nobody's going to really buy this as a real estate investment.
I don't know why not. I mean, I don't think there's anything as stable a piece of real estate as the Empire State Building.
What do you bet Donald Trump buys them all up and renames it Trump's
Empire State Building?
I don't think anybody would allow that. But I'm going to buy a couple of shares, even if it's just, like I said, it's just able to give it as a gift.
I think it is.
I was talking before about not having an idea for a gift for a wedding present next week.
You know,
might work.
This might work. And also, this is what, you'll forget this by Christmas time, so I'm buying you this for Christmas.
You're talking to me?
Yeah.
Really? Forget about it till Christmas?
Yeah, you forget about everything.
Thanks very much, Rich, for the compliment. Very appreciated.
Yeah, no problem.
The smartphones and other things that are disappearing. Now, wait a minute. How can smartphones be disappearing? They have a limited future, whether you think about it or you don't. And also, according to a predictor of the future, the stores you buy smartphones in could disappear in the next 20 or 25 years. Doctors can go. Schools could go. All of the things that we think are tradition, or we use the term the base, the grounding of our country.
Why is that?
This website called futurist.org.
Futurist.org.
They basically say that brick and mortar stores will go away and that you will order everything on the internet in the future and it will just come to a location.
Roberta, does that already?
I already do that. I've been doing that for 10 years.
Right, yeah. I mean, pretty much that's the way Amazon works is you order it and it goes to a local, you know, and you can do it at Walmart, you can do it at Best Buy, you can order it on the internet, have it shipped to the store, you just go pick it up and it's gone. So what they're saying is all of these stores will combine to just shipping centers and you will
so
order
what happens
online.
To all of this? How about a real estate investment trust you don't want to buy? If this is the future, you sure as heck don't want to be buying real estate investment trusts that hold land used by the big box stores, these big malls and stuff. If this is true, they'll all go out of business. What will happen to the big malls? Where do they? What do you do with
them? They become distribution centers.
Yeah, the malls will go away. You will not be able to, whether it takes 10 years, 30 years, 50 years, but you will not be able, you will sit there at your house on your big glass computer that's the size of a wall, and you will be able to look at any product in depth that you want and say, I like it. And they will even have sizing situations on the computer where you can see how it looks on you, or you put a computer generated picture of yourself on there and see what the outfit looks like.
But that's taking away the social aspect of shopping, though.
Mm.
You know, so I don't think shopping malls particularly will necessarily go away 100%.
They're betting on the fact that people are fat and lazy and would rather sit on their couch and do it.
But like, I'll buy clothes online. Like, I just needed a white dress for my dinner on Blanc the other night because, I mean, who owns white in New York? I mean, honestly, really. So I went out to Amazon and, I bought three dresses in different sizes and one of them was perfect and the other two I shipped back. I know it hasn't even arrived at Amazon yet. The minute that I brought it to the UPS store and they scanned in the barcode, I got the email saying your refund is being processed. It was amazing. But shoes, my feet are so weird that when I find a pair of shoes that actually are comfortable and look good, I buy like five pairs of the same shoe in different colors. That's how hard it is to buy shoes. So I could never buy shoes online.
Here's the other factor that comes into this is 3D printing.
Oh, gosh, yes.
What they're saying is that they're going to be able to have localized and instant manufacturing.
Yep.
Because they will be able to use 3D printers to make the product right there.
Yep.
They're also saying bookstores will be able to use 3D printers to just print your book on the spot. No more having a
shipping
big, huge bookstore with shelves and shelves and shelves of books and inventory. You walk in and you look on an iPad or something like that and you say, okay, I like this book. I'd like to buy it. Bam.
But
they
why
make
would
it
you
right
buy
there.
A real book. Everything is e-books now. I'm getting rid of most of my books.
That's true. That's
because,
the way my wife
does it.
Because,
I mean, who wants to move heavy boxes of books around?
It's the intellectual thing to do. 16 past the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. All right, I'm going to offer a premise for you to consider. We were talking about smartphones being a thing of the past. I would like to have you think about what your life would be like if you turned off your smartphone for 24 hours.
I've done that.
888-302-3684. What would you encounter or not encounter? And along with that comes some of the stats of what people are doing with their smartphones and whether or not you can now consider your life without a smartphone. Can you live your life without some sort of phone device? 888-302-3684. Tied to that, I'm going to ask you, and you can think about it now. It will probably take us a while to get to this. So the 2020 quickie quiz question has to do with your smartphone. The average person checks his or her smartphone how many times in a day? 888 302-3684. You will be blown away.
Well, I don't know that I can count that high.
By that
you're,
number.
You're awake 16 hours a day, so every hour, how many times do you check your
smartphone? The average
person,
figure it out, and win a swell prize at Doug Stephan. As Doug said, well, actually, let's add this to our Facebook question. You can enter at Facebook, or you can call us at 888-302-DOUG, or go to facebook.com/Good Day Show. How many times a day, on average, do you, the general public, the regular person, check his or her smartphone?
If it was my husband, it would be probably, 18,000.
All right. Well, I want you to know how absurd this number is. 888-302-3684, or go to facebook.com/Good Day Show. How many times a day does the average person check his or her smartphone? It's 18 after the hour on Good Day. Doug Stephan here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, September 20th through the 23rd. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements, because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. Plus, find awesome deals throughout the store, like ukuleles just $29.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between August 15th and September 30th this year and save 10, 15, or even 20%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Work our way through the top five songs from this date in 1987 today, starting with an English group called ADC. I thought for some reason or other they were called something else, Kenny, too. Do I remember that about this group?
Not these guys.
No, not these guys. All right. This was their only hit, I think, too, isn't it?
No, they had a few hits.
Oh, did they? No, I'm wrong on both counts. Hear it for me.
Help.
Sounds like Wham or George Michael or something like that.
That's kind of an English sound. Yeah. ABC, When Smokey Sings. I remember the song well. Thought it was a pretty good song, actually. Good pop song.
Smokey Robinson.
Number five.
Yeah, based on him.
During this week in 1987. All right, this one's for Roberta. The group is called Whitesnake. Number four this week in 1987. Crank it up, repeat.
Coverdale riding down the road on his with his Jaguar, with his hot redheaded Angie Everhart. Kenny, is that her name? The model that was on that was dating
that was it. Yeah, I think so.
Wow, look at me pulling that one out.
Here is you. What did Whitesnake mean? What was that? Why did they pick that name for the group?
I don't know why. I don't know why. They were a good
actress that she did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, keeping it going.
Back to family radio.
Number three. Is the group Los Lobos. I love this. Crank it up. This one really needs to get cranked up. Remake of Richie Valens' tune.
Yeah, for the movie.
This week, 1987. Yeah, it was about the... was that movie about Richie Valens that far back, 25 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Yo la soy un dinero. What does that mean? I have a lot of money?
Yo soy marinero, mariner. I'm a mariner.
I'm a seafaring person, or I marinate meat. I'm a mariner.
Yes.
Well, you could be a mariner. Could be something marinated.
It's a nice red sauce.
Yeah, right. 1987 is the year. This is the week when Whitney Houston was number two. This was from Bodyguard, yeah? Yes, no?
No.
No.
Okay. This was about 4 or 5 years before that.
Really? All right. Big voice, though, and didn't mistake her for someone who couldn't make it. She made it. Okay, what a shame. And at this point in her life, she was, what, 30? About 30 at this time?
Yeah, not even somewhere around there, yeah.
All right, so she's number two during this week in 1987. And Michael Jackson. Number one. Lots of talent there, still likable. I found most of his music to be pretty likable, frankly, in his career. Michael Jackson was number one, Whitney Houston number two, Los Lobos number three, Whitesnake number four, and ABC number five in terms of tunes that were popular during this week in 1987. Let's repeat now the 2020 Quickie Quiz question, 888-302-3684, or you can answer at facebook.com/goodday show. How many times a day, on average, do you check your smartphone? Or, better yet, this is a national average. The average person checks his or her smartphone how many times a day? One day. And the ancillary conversation that I'd like to pursue is, if you decided to have a digital detox, how would that affect you? Mm-hmm. How would you live and work if your world was unplugged? You have no use of a smartphone or any kind of outside communication other than actually relying on your brain.
And you can answer this on our Facebook and Twitter pages.
And actually, I did that.
Did I say that?
I did that two summers ago. Mm. I did, you know, remember when I did the 16 days down the Grand Canyon in the
Turbo? Yeah.
There was nothing at all. I remember that we stopped at Phantom Ranch, which is about, I would say, 7 days into the trip. And I called home, and my husband said there was a hurricane and an earthquake, and I didn't believe him.
Have a nice trip, Roberta, 28 after the hour.
If you fall out, keep your feet up and your mouth shut. And our whitewater rafting guide headed downriver. Then I saw the first wave. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Nobody said anything about screaming, so I let loose a big one. And as the raft began to sway, I was pelted with a wave of pure joy. Wow, whitewater rafting is great. It's a roller coaster, merry-go-round, and water slide rolled into one. Soon I felt like a pro and laughed my way down the river. I even swam when it was safe, and I loved it when our guide pulled me back in the raft. When did you get so strong, I thought. I felt like a feather on the breeze. You see, the man that pulled me in was my son, Tillman. He's a Class 5 river guide, and he refused to take us on anything above a Class 3 ride. Later, when I saw a video of the river's huge rocks and drop-offs, I knew why. All our lives, we parents try to protect our children, and this time, Tillman was protecting us. He wanted us to stay near him in the boat, and we did. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got online scheduling, weekend appointments, and convenient deals, too. Right now, save up to $70 on Road Handler tires. Get $100 in Shop Your Way points, and we'll check your alignment, battery, and more for free. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete auto care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 9/21. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com. See store for details.
It's back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
More important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Thanks to Richard Fenn at the controls in our studio in Washington. Thanks to Ken Kessler monitoring your social media input that we use here on the program. And thanks to Roberta Fasinelli for having such a clear mind. It's a wonderful thing. Don't waste it, Roberta, please. Jennifer is off till a week. What did you decide? Week from Monday? Is that the...
she'll be here for a little bit next week. She's back full time. The week after next.
All right. In light of all of the discussion this week of what happened at the Navy Yard, we've had the usual discussions of gun control, and then we've had the usual discussions of mental health. How many people have heard any discussion of the effect violent video games have on people? That's always the third rung when we get to this. And I don't think I've heard that come up this week, Kenny.
Right.
Any of the stories you've heard, monitored, read, have you seen any reference to violent video games and what impact they may have had on Mr. What's-His-Face?
I've seen a little bit. There have been some people who have said that he played video games, but with Grand Theft Auto 5 being released this week, a lot of people jumped on that right away and said these games are also in Canada and England and countries all over the world, and they don't have that kind of problem.
Yeah, some people are just playing crazy.
Yeah,
and this guy is that case. I mean, with was it Dylan Kriebel or whatever for the
Helen Kriebel?
No, no, stop that. with the
I thought that was pretty clever. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah. With the Colorado school shooting, yeah, you could probably go there with that. But this guy, he's just playing crazy.
Okay, so let's juxtapose that to something that happened actually here in Framingham. I live in Framingham, Massachusetts. I've lived here all my life. I am what people refer to casually as a townie. So in the news of the week, looking around, I find something almost every day, and you could probably find this in your local newspaper or however you get information in your own community. You'd probably find examples of this kind of stuff. And people make a big deal out of it. One of the elementary school students got into trouble this week here because he brought a paintball gun to school.
Mm.
So the principal got all upset, and he sent a letter home to the parents. According to the principal, the student wanted to show his classmates that he had a paintball gun. The school confiscated the toy, contacted the superintendent of schools, called the police, called the fire department, and told them about the incident. The principal told parents that at no time was any student at risk of being harmed. How do you get harmed? I'm not advocating bringing a paintball gun to school.
Oh, it stinks. You can put an eye out with that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you could actually, if somebody got shot in the eye, oops, yeah, that
the
would be
the Framingham
nasty.
Public Schools have a zero tolerance policy right. on these issues.
That said, come on now. The fire department,
right.
the superintendent of schools.
Are you
going to
burn the place down with a paintball gun?
Yeah. Hey, Johnny. That's way out of bounds. Not allowed to bring this to school.
Don't do it again.
I'm calling your parents to come pick it up, and please don't ever do it again. That should be the extent of it.
Done. Finished.
Maybe you tell the principal just to CYA, and that's the whole reason that they do this.
Of course it is. It's all covering your butt.
Right. There's a protocol. We went to a back-to-school night last night for my fourth grade son, and the teacher just happened to show us the little red book that is like the protocol book for all emergency situations, which is right at the classroom entrance. Mm-hmm. And it's a big red book because somebody asked, you know, what happens in the event of, and she says, we have a book here. It's got all the protocols in it. So this is all that was, is I'm supposed to call these people whenever something like this happens, and I did, or else I will be fired.
Yeah, right. Pretty much. That's it.
Crazy.
Yeah. Okay, next item of interest for your listening and dancing pleasure, whether this is going to help you in your day or not, somebody like me who sells raw milk on his dairy farm at the dairy store is very familiar with the discussion of E. coli and coliform and all kinds of things that affect the quality of liquids and food stuff in general. So now comes the story from Lyons, Colorado. Remember all the flooding that took place this week? They had almost 20 inches of rain in this area and in the ancillary areas. So all that rain is going to take all of the trash, all of the garbage, all of the stuff that's all over the place, and is going to just pour it into the river. So it's no surprise today to have a report from this community that says E. coli is rampant in the water. Don't drink it unless you boil it. Pasteurize it, whatever, because E. coli can kill you. Gets into, you heard the story about, there's another amoeba thing this week.
The brain-eating amoeba?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So that kind of stuff, you want to make sure you don't ever introduce it. As much as an advocate as I am of keeping your immune system really, really twerked. Is that the new word?
Twerked? Yeah.
Tweet.
Tweet.
Twerked.
Twerked. That too.
You combined them.
I did. As much of a supporter as I am of that, you can't, no matter how strong your immune system is, you cannot keep yourself from getting sick if you introduce enough of this E. coli into your system. So, and this would probably hold true, I would guess, for most of the communities all along those rivers, the Colorado River, everything that goes south from there. I would think that all of those towns, they get their water out of the river, would be shutting it off, or they're finding somewhere that they can boil a large supply of it. Or if you're not able to do that, double safety is to boil it at home. So, but again, there's no mystery to this. The weather has finally dissipated, but what you've seen these pictures all week long of the horrible devastation from this storm. So, and you hear my tone. I'm not here to shake you up, to scare you. I'm giving you the information. You do with it what an intelligent person would do. You don't have to run around, oh my God, what am I going to do with the water? Just get a big pot and put 10 gallons of it in the stove and boil it. Fine after that. But don't drink it out of the faucet. That's it. That doesn't sound like I'm scaring anybody, does it? I'll bet you the headlines in the local television stations there today and radio. Can you imagine what they're screaming? Oh, my God, the end of the world is coming. E. coli! Out of the water!
And they will follow every single person that goes into the hospital in the next 2 or 3 days that has any kind of...
And by the way, Richie, the morons who drink this stuff, they're going to have a big, bad problem with stomach upset. Yes, they are. Because that's what happens when you drink that stuff. So, you know, word to the wise is normally sufficient. All right, so that takes care of that. Warren Buffett. Pretty intelligent guy, right?
Yeah, very intelligent.
Well-known guy.
Yep.
Everybody knows who Warren Buffett is? Richest No, second richest man, I guess, now in America, because Gates is back.
Yeah, Gates is number one.
Says politicians not lifting the debt ceiling would be pretty damn dumb.
Really?
Yeah, right. I think it's pretty damn dumb to have a $17 trillion debt, Warren.
I think it's going down because of
I don't know.
That
is it going down?
Yeah, because of sequestration. Let me see.
Yeah, sequestration. Don't let your right-wing friends hear you say that, Richie. They're not going to like that.
Well, it's going down because we've put locks in place to make us not be able to spend all the money that we do.
Right. Thank you.
So
good idea.
Oh, no, it's still 17 trillion. Yeah, sorry, 16.7.
Well, it's been the same because you can't go over a certain amount unless you increase the debt. That's the whole story about increasing the debt ceiling that's been going on all week. That along with shaking up the government, closing it down, whatever. All of these things, people see the simplistic side of this. Okay, let's just stop spending. You don't have any money? What do? You stop spending. If you got any brains, what do we do in America? Spend more! The government spends more. Let's spend more money. But we can't anymore because the debt ceiling has been reached. So we stop the ticker at $16,999,935,000, whatever, you know what I'm saying. And so for the last, couple of months, the debt hasn't gone up because they stopped the ticker. Does that mean we haven't borrowed money? Of course it doesn't mean that. It just is another facade.
By the way, your share of the national debt, Doug?
Yes, Rich.
Let me rephrase that. Everybody with us right now, your share of the national debt as of today is $52,864.62.
Whoopee!
The government wants a check from you today, please.
Yeah, good luck to them. I sent them a check.
Yeah.
Might get exposed to a rubber tree plant. Yeah. All right. Are we ready to take a guess on the average number of times you check your smartphone? We're going to do that in a moment. Give you the answer to the 2020 Quickie Quiz question and discuss what happens if people turn off their smartphones. What does that do to their lives? Oonga boonga. Mm. Meanwhile, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, there is a real, real, real effect. When you put Provia on your hair, if your hair is thinning and you've used Provia, there is a real effect, and it's great. You're going to be very pleased. Now, in addition to Provia, which you've been hearing me talk about for, last 4, 5, 6 months, Provia is a new natural hair thinning therapy. You put it on your hair, you rub it in, it opens up the pores, lets the hair start growing again, has an ingredient in it that will thicken your hair. Now there's an even better Provia called the Provia Super Concentrate. This is like, the orange juice you get in the quart bottle. It's already mixed. But they'll tell you on the bottle, it says it's from concentrate, right? So now you can use Provia's Super Concentrate along with the regular natural Provia to more quickly cleanse out your pores and get the hair started growing the way you'd like to see it, the way it used to be in the good old days. Faster, more visible results by calling 800-525-8319. You'll get Provia and the new Provia Super Concentrate if you mention Doug Steffen. That's what you have to do. So play as much as you want with your hair and get great results. After you've gotten the Provia, you're going to tell lots of people about how well it's worked for you. One phone call to 800-525-8319. Try Provia. Get the new Super Concentrate absolutely free with your order. Don't watch your hair go down the drain. Fix that problem once and for all. It works or your money back. Provia, 800-525-8319.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
This report brought to you by Bank of America. On Tuesday, September 17th, experts in education, technology, and finance gathered at the annual New York Times Schools for Tomorrow conference. Participants discussed how to close the widening gap that exists between access to technology and comprehension and understanding of the information. A key theme was the need for better financial education. According to a recent Bank of America survey, nearly 4 in 5 U.S. adults feel it is difficult to learn about personal finance. 1 in 3 say their lack of financial knowledge has led them to poor financial decisions. Aditya Bassin, Bank of America, said, "Few would disagree that America needs better money habits. Mobile and online resources make financial education almost ubiquitous, but also add to the complexity. We see an opportunity to simplify financial education and empower America's youth so they can make better informed financial decisions." To learn more, visit BetterMoneyHabits.com. I'm Danielle Adair.
So you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck, except there is no truck, and holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing, and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, "No problem." And before you can say that thief is going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces 12,000 miles into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with police and continues to share until the joyrider's in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, "What the..." And it's hard to say who's more amazed by the whiz-bang, "Don't you dare mess with my truck" technology. You, or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements, because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. Plus, find awesome deals throughout the store, like ukuleles just $29.
Thank you, Rich. I'm hoping that's not the case. It's 12 before the hour. That's what I like as a cheerleader. No, the last thing he says to me before I open my microphone is, "Nobody's listening."
No, no, no.
Yeah, no, that's what you just said.
You asked. You just said that 35 minutes ago.
Yes, I did.
Getting ready, going to work.
We were involved. I will recall with you gladly that the reason it took so long for us to get here is because you and Roberta went off on a tangent about something. I don't even care. Do you remember what they were talking about? I don't even remember what they were talking about.
They were talking about things that are going away in the future.
Yeah, okay. That was related to this, by the
way. So now you're about to lose your opportunity to finally get the answer to the question you asked a week ago.
The average person checks his or her smartphone 150 times a day.
That's all?
That's it. The average person. Now, I'm not talking about you.
More.
The average person. As a matter of fact, the average person gets 22 phone calls a day and sends 23 text messages a day. I'm lucky to send one. I get a lot of phone calls, but I don't send any text messages.
Yeah, I do a lot. That's about
my
me.
Daughter has about 6,000 a month. I ask her, how many text messages you send?
See,
that's like 200 a day.
Anybody under the age of 29.
What are they talking about?
They're doing a few hundred texts a day, so that averages out. Like, Doug, you do one, maybe, receive.
Man,
don't
can
send.
You imagine?
I probably do 15 to 20 texts a day. Yeah. And then our trusty sidekick sitting out here answering the phones for you, Michael Fortier.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure right now that if I were to ask him, his cell phone is in the trunk of or glove box of his car. I'm pretty sure.
Where's your cell phone right now?
What happens...
In the car.
What happens if you turn off your smartphone? Smartphones, according to the survey, are the ultimate time suck. Video games, checking social media updates, sending mindless text messages. By the way, what did we get for guests, now that I'm into this, Kenny, at Facebook.com or Twitter, what did we get for answers?
Mike guessed 50. Jake said in the last 82 hours he's checked it 12 times.
Really?
Jason said 60. And Davinia said every day.
Really? Once a day. Can you imagine what your future is like, though, in your professional and or personal lives if you're not connected to something like this?
We will have glasses and headbands that get us information. That will make us...
Cut the cord, folks. 51 after on Good Day.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Celebration for the great Warner Brothers movies. The theme from the movie Gone with the Wind.
Now, that's a million-dollar movie. On Channel 9, million-dollar movie. Remember that? That was the theme.
Yeah, that was a great show. Every city had a million-dollar movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did use Tara's theme as the intro, the setup, if you would, for that. We have 50 movies in the special Warner Brothers Classic set that we've been giving away all week long. We've given away $3,600 worth of Warner Brothers Classics on Blu-ray discs. Final contest this week, another Warner Brothers Classic, a recent classic, I'll give you that much. If you can figure out what the movie is, you'll win this set to celebrate and salute the 90th anniversary of Warner Brothers.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Not the movie. People are going to call and say, ah, yeah, Clark Gable, I won the prize, right? 888-302-3684 is the number.
Charlotte wants to play.
What are you barking at? What? Never mind. You can't help people with the answer to this. All right. Anyway, no, you can't help people with the answer to this. Stop. Here we go. There are three audio clips of this movie, which was produced in 2008. I'll give you that much. And it is one of the 50. Man, can you imagine spending the time it would take to go through all 50? What a wonderful way to go away on a snowy weekend or something. And wash my mouth out with soap, but that's what this is good for, a horrible
going
weather
away on
weekend.
I would think of better things to do on a snowy weekend.
I know you would, Roberta, but some people don't think like you do. So we give them a chance.
You do.
Hey, I do, but that's true. As long as I'm not with you, it's fine. 888-302-3684. Let's get to the first clue from today's mystery movie.
Well, I must say, compared to your usual requests, jumping out of an airplane is pretty straightforward.
And what about getting back into the plane?
I'd recommend a good travel agent.
Got it. Both voices should be known, and that should help you figure it out. 888-302-3684. Remember, the first person in there with the right answer gets the $600 worth of 50 Warner Brothers classics. Make a great Christmas present for somebody, too. All right. Oof. Did I just say that? Next clue.
You either die a hero, or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
888-302-36.
I don't remember that one, though.
Really? 8-4. Okay, final clue. I don't. Never mind. Don't bother.
Why so everybody's got serious?
Everybody's got
serious. Why so serious?
Okay. Man. Yeah, this movie changed this genre of films. Chucker, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, because it elevated it to the highest level.
Yeah, to like this edgy kind of dark place, and it's really, really changed those kind of movies, and it's great.
All right, so let's excite Bobby because he's the first caller. Bobby!
Yes, sir?
You're the first caller.
Oh, that's awesome.
You want the movies or not?
I'm going to have it right. Is it Batman The Dark Knight?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. 2008. Good job.
Right. Good job. So Bobby just wins himself $600 worth of Warner Brothers classics on Blu-ray.
All right.
And this is the 90th anniversary of Warner Brothers, so this is something very topical.
Hey, Bobby, we're all going to be at your house.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Night.
But get the popcorn. We'll be down.
We want popcorn.
You got it.
Yeah. Okay. Popcorn, pizza, beer, and pick out one of the good movies.
Yep. All right, what, only one? We can only watch one movie at his house? Come on, I want to watch a number of
people.
Yeah. All right, Bobby, by the way, Bobby, you're getting this set, and I'm not. So what does that tell you how important you are? How about them apples?
You're coming over.
I am coming over, right. All right, hold on just a second. We'll take good care of you. Chucker, what's out this weekend at the box office?
The well-reviewed thriller Prisoners dug over nationwide.
I've heard good things about that, yeah.
Yeah, well, it saw Hugh Jackman, Jake Gyllenhaal, and Paul Dano. Some critics are comparing it to the David Fincher classic Seven, which is pretty high praise. I'm excited to see it this weekend. There's Battle of the Year, some dance competition movie. Only footnote here, it stars Josh Holloway, who plays Sawyer on Lost. I would have thought after Lost, Holloway would have had a nice career, but it hasn't materialized the way thought of the way I think he planned. And MGM re-releases The Wizard of Oz on 300 IMAX 3D screens across the country.
Really?
Said the other day, the studio took 15 months to post-convert The Wizard of Oz into 3D for its 75th anniversary. It's one of the, in my opinion, Wizard of Oz, one of the top 10 films of all time, hands down.
Yeah. Great. Well, this ought to be very cool. Let's see here. I'm looking for, there's a movie about Montgomery Clift's life being made. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah. I wonder that, how well that will
they
do.
They better make it before everybody who cares dies.
Yeah, I wouldn't think there'd be a big market for that, frankly. Thank you, Richie.
You gotta hurry up with that one, boy.
I wouldn't think anybody would really give much of a hoot about that. Thanks for everybody who participated and all the people that won the Warner Brothers Classics.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.